Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Jets lost last night, but are they somehow going to be better than the Bills? I don't know, man.
No. They're not.
We've seen a lot of memes today. Picture of the Brooklyn Nets from 2013. Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, traded to the Nets, dressed in Brooklyn Nets jerseys. Jason Kidd was their head coach. Joe Johnson was on that team. And that is what people are saying Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams will be for the New York Jets in 2024. No Hawk today. Josh Appel will join us. Crowder, where are you, Crowder?
New York.
All right. There you go. He's following Devontae Adams. Who got there quicker today, you or Devontae Adams? Because it looks like, according to Deanna Rossini, he was in the Jets facility 15 minutes after the news broke that...
Yeah. He came and picked me up. So after the show last night, he got the news. He came and picked me up. We flew up here last night. He just wanted a little support.
Yes, I called her Deanna. I meant Diana Rossini. Yeah, my bad. So, all right. Does this change the AFC East at all, Crowder?
It can if Aaron Rodgers is what we think he is, but I'm not sold that Aaron Rodgers is the Aaron Rodgers that we know, the Hall of Fame quarterback anymore, because when he had a chance last night and he underthrew the damn ball for an interception to win the game,
that's three games in a row.
He underthrew that ball, and then Aaron Rodgers went on national TV and said it was Mike Williams' fault. Mike Williams was running a route. You underthrew him. That got intercepted, Rod. So I don't know. The thought that Garrett Wilson will be on the opposite side of Devontae Adams is amazing. But if the guy that's delivering that ball isn't what we think he is, it's not going to be as amazing as we think.
But see, that's the dynamic that I don't think a lot of people have discussed. People are focused on how great it is that Rodgers and Devontae Adams are reunited. And it gives him, I saw somebody say, which was funny that they didn't include Garrett Wilson in this, but that they've given him another receiver that he can trust, just like Alan Lazard. Here's the thing that I don't think enough people are talking about. I don't think that Garrett Wilson is this big time diva or anything, but we already started to see some cracks with him early in the season. I am very curious to see how Garrett Wilson and Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers coexist together. Because you know Garrett Wilson's going to want those targets, but when Devontae and Rodgers were together in Green Bay, like, the lion's share of the targets, obviously, went to Devontae. So I'm really curious how this dynamic works out in New York, already in tumultuous times with an interim head coach. They're 2-4. Like, they've got to go 9-2 to go 11-6 the rest of the way. Based off what you've seen the last 6 weeks, I mean, it's certainly possible, but based on what you've seen over the last 6 weeks, can this team go 9-2 to finish the season?
And that'll be the thing, too. And, you know, personally, I have Lazard on my fantasy team, so his targets are going to go way down now because he got me 20 points last night. But yeah. But no, the thought would be Aaron Rodgers is smart enough. To answer your question, Josh, Aaron Rodgers is smart enough to know that now – Devontae is going to pull the number one corner in all the coverage. Garrett Wilson should go crazy with that number two corner or slot nickelback if it can. But can Aaron still do that? Can Aaron still maximize it? My question, I understand what you're saying, to figure out how to utilize all your pieces. But can Aaron still do that? Because I saw him miss a bunch of damn throws last night.
And that was the best he's played all year, was last night.
296 or something like that. Yeah. He almost had 300 yards passing, but he missed probably 60 yards in throws.
Crowder, that third down on the interception at the end of the game, he had, I think it was Breece Hall underneath, and at the very least, if he didn't pick up the first down on a check down, would have been very close to give them a very manageable, more than manageable, fourth down. And he decided to chuck it and underthrow Mike Williams, who's been a horrendous signing for them. You know, we talk about Chris Greer a lot down here and how much he's survived through different coaching staffs, different GMs beforehand. The idea that Joe Douglas is still around running things in New York right now is wild to me. If you look back at his track record, he hired Adam Gase, and then Adam Gase hired him, and then he took over that rebuild, didn't work. Then he had a chance to draft a quarterback early, that didn't work. And now he gets the chance to rebuild with the win now quarterback, and they're sitting here at 2-4. It's mind-numbing to me, everything that goes on with that franchise. They are the same exact team they were a week ago with Robert Saleh. They're the same.
What about Hassan Reddick?
Right. Right. Exactly. They're going to trade him.
You trade for a guy, and you don't even have a deal set with him. I don't – like you're saying, you said is it unfathomable to think? I do. There's no chance that the Jets go 9-2. They just can't do it. I think that organization is flawed. They're flawed from the top down. Old Brick, he looked a little confused on the sideline last night. He might have been at place in Sudoku with Adam Gase or something. Because, yeah, man, I don't believe in the Jets. So to answer your bigger question, does this fix the Jets with Davante Adams? I don't think it does. I think it will be exciting to watch those two receivers, but I don't think it fixes them.
It was also reported that the Bills – ooh, I had a Crowder, like, phlegm moment there. It was also reported that the Bills were in on Davante Adams as well, but they balked at taking on that whole contract. Do not be surprised. This is like a semi-report. Do not be surprised if they end up adding a name receiver here in the near future, because they're looking and they need somebody. Don't be surprised.
Solana, we're breaking news again.
Are we?
We're breaking news. Look, I don't know. I don't know if Josh is speaking real nebulous, but I think we might have broke some news.
Are we breaking news? Like, that didn't sound like it was breaking news. It sounded like an opinion that Josh Appel has.
It was an opinion, but also based on information.
Okay.
Don't be surprised.
So okay, so let's go through this again. What is the information? What is the opinion, the informed opinion that you have?
The informed opinion is that the Bills are trying to get another receiver.
Mm-hmm.
They were in on Davante Adams.
Right.
And balked at taking on his entire contract.
Right.
The Jets obviously did not. And the Bills, to my knowledge, are turning their attention elsewhere.
Okay.
And so don't be surprised if there's another name receiver.
Okay.
That has voiced plenty of frustration given his current situation.
Hmm.
Don't be surprised if one of those guys ends up on the Bills here in the near future. That's all I'm saying.
Crowder, I can all but guarantee the Bills won't be adding a wide receiver in the near future.
Save the audio.
No, Josh knows some people that know some people that know some people.
Yeah, he may or may not know somebody with the Buffalo Bills. May or may not.
We got action.
Hey. All right, guys. A lot to get to today. I want to talk about the actual game as well because – oh, my God. Was it an exciting game? But also, at points, I wanted to pull my hair out. I mean, the officiating was tough. And none of them were bad calls. But it seemed like in the final 8 minutes of the fourth quarter, every snap was followed by multiple penalties. Every single snap.
Hold on. I'm pretty sure the Bills just made their move.
No way.
Yeah.
Big man.
No way. There's
We tried to break news, Solana, and you were talking about, I don't know, that sounds like an opinion.
Hold on. Let me just confirm, because people are texting it in. Yep. According to Ian Rappaport, the Bills are trading for Browns wide receiver Amari Cooper.
Oh, my God. Get out of here, man.
I told you.
We could have beat Adam Schefter.
No, this happened 6 minutes ago. Appel saw the tweet. He's trying to take credit for it.
Swear to God.
Beat Adam Schefter, Solana, and you went in there with your little funny looking little striped shirt on and talk crazy to him.
All right. Keep rocking your Lakers hat, LeBron fan. This is crazy. Appel low-key had sources before anybody else, and it happened 4 minutes after. Holy bleep. We broke a story. Let's go.
I hate it. I love that Josh gave us some good stuff, but I hate that the Bills have Amari Cooper.
So to answer your question originally, no, this like the Bills just countered and the Bills are still in, like, yeah, the Jets aren't a threat to them anymore.
Who's a better receiver right now, Davante Adams or Amari Cooper?
Davante Adams.
I think they're probably, I agree that's probably Adams, but I would say the contracts have to be factored in here a little bit. I think Amari's the more affordable option. He is. And I think by that metric, like, the drop-off isn't enough. So for me, I love what the Bills are doing here with Amari Cooper. They needed a guy like that. Shakir's a nice player. Coleman's going to be a nice player. But Cooper opens things up. That's the receiver they were missing.
Yeah. What, Kincaid, the tight end, he showed out last night, too.
Yeah, he's tight ends. Yeah, it's a good offer.
Dawson Knox, yeah. Dalton Kincaid. I mean,
yeah.
Really, the questions for the Bills are more on the defensive end. They lost a bunch of guys on the defensive end. I mean, offensively, I think we got a pretty good look week two that their offense is okay, you know? The questions were always going to be about the defense. Damn. Talk about a chaotic day in the AFC East. And meanwhile, we're just waiting for Tua to give us two thumbs up so he can practice again next week.
Not Tua good, better man. Play in that damn Arizona game.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not good, man.
But isn't it crazy how all this stuff has happened with the Dolphins, and here they are sitting at 2-3, a chance to be 3-3 after this week, right? Mm-hmm. And being a game out in the AFC East. They're not. This is not a team right now that is going to do any kind of big time winning this year. And I just, we'll have to see it when Tua gets back, because as we pointed out, they weren't really on a great stretch with him before he got hurt. But I mean, they have a really good shot to still be right in the thick of it, right? Like, somehow, as tumultuous as this has been through the first five games, somehow, some way, this team is still right in the thick of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they got to win on Sunday again. And I think, and we can get to this later in the show, but they're catching a break seeing Anthony Richardson instead of Joe Flacco.
Oh, Josh.
What Crowder said yesterday. Thing. Yeah, man.
Yesterday. Oh, please let me see Richardson. I don't want to see Flacco. Put Richardson out there. He's going to run around. He's gonna throw interception. His hip's already sore. I don't want to see Joe Flacco. And Joe Flacco's 73 years old.
The thing is, knowing the Dolphins' luck, this will be Anthony Richardson's breakout game. He's had breakout games in the past, I know. But this will be like that one game where he throws for 422 yards. And it starts his campaign as one of the best quarterbacks in the league. It's just the way I feel as a Dolphins fan approaching a game like this. I'm begging for AR. But watch, this is going to be the AR Indianapolis has been waiting for.
I think the funnier outcome is the Dolphins are dominating Anthony Richardson and they lay a hit on him or something, and he comes out and Joe Flacco comes in and lights him up and beats him. That's the funnier outcome to me.
I hate you, Solana, because I damn near agree with you, but I hate it that you think that way. And yes, Josh, you have to tell the defenders to play hard, but don't play too hard.
Right.
Yeah. Don't knock him out the game. Just grab his ankles, Zach Sealer. You know, push him to the ground a little bit, okay?
I'm scarred. Partly it's your fault, Crowder. We're being 100% honest. I mean, what, one playoff season in 6 years? I mean, come on. Could have given me a little something better than that.
I retired 13 years ago, bastard.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.